Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hit us up on the text line at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Jeff Hathorn going to be joining us in a moment here on the Fan Hotline, brought to you by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real life magic for guests. We are live from Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. We were talking about the moon in the last segment. I don't even remember how we got there. It doesn't matter. But Matt tweets us, I could just see it now, live from Studio C on the moon. It's Crowley and Doran, baby.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You think SPAC, that's our big boss, would foot that bill?
Sure.
Fly to the moon?
Sure. Content.
At the very least, do you think we could do a broadcast from the Science Center?
Yes. Like a fake moon? Well, it is fake, I guess. It's man-made, right? So, I mean, make another man-made one if they don't already have one down there.
They have a planetarium, right?
I don't know. I haven't been there in years since I was in, like, eighth grade.
Do a show under the stars?
That'd be cool.
I loved the Science Center as a youngster.
So did I.
It was cool. Mm-hmm. You had those big vacuums, those air blowers, the ball, and I'd get trapped there for, like, an hour and a half. I'd imagine now at 32, if I went back, it'd be the same thing. But Make it happen. Let's do a remote live from the Science Center. Because I don't think we're going to the moon anytime soon. Jeff Hathorn joins us now, our sports director here at 93.7 The Fan. Jeff, good morning. Do you think SPAC would foot that bill for a broadcast from the moon?
I think he would. I think it would be a unique experience. That would be something that's never been done before, and that's what KDKA is all about. You know, when you mentioned the moon, I thought you were talking about Doran's experience in Morgantown.
Yes.
There's gravitational pool, and then there's the pool that Doran had back in the day as a football player walking around Morgantown. Let me tell you, talking about the Chicas. Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan morning show. We ranked our top performers in yesterday's classic game between the Pirates and A's. I had Austin Hedges in third place. He was my bronze medal recipient. Andrew McCutchen in second place because he drew three walks, drove in two runs. And then my number one was Johan Oviedo for finding a way to pull it together and go seven innings. How's that land on you? Ooh, another pun, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, I would probably switch McCutchen only because, listen, I think there is something, and Hedges said it after the game about, you know, one, McCutchen drawing a walk after nearly getting hit by a 100-mile-an-hour pitch. And being able to come back, he kind of fell awkwardly on his wrist. And he knows he's got 2,000 hits coming. So not to be over anxious and trying to find those and taking walks and understanding what's best. And being able to hit that sack fly in the eighth to give the Pirates the lead back. But yeah, I mean, Oviedo did battle. And I think there is, for young pitchers, to see what they do when they don't have their stuff. And granted, I don't want to say that he's figured it out because it's the A's and they stink. But, I mean, he did battle through, and this is a major league game, and that was impressive. And listen, think of where Hedges was. The game started with a catcher's interference because of Hedges. But by the end of the game, he was one of the heroes, which is he came a long way in the span of, that 4.5 hours that game took last night.
Jeff, five games left in the homestand. What do they have to do? What's their record? What do they need to be?
Well, man, you figure you got to get this one with Mitch tonight. And you want to finish off the A's. I mean, when you're facing a team that's not good and struggling on top of that, especially on the road, like you want to finish that. man, even if you only take one from the Mets, I mean, you'd love to keep this roll going and take two out of three. But, man, this homestand and, you know, the fact that these guys are back in first place, something to be excited about. I realize it's June 6th, but this is like Pirate fan territory. This isn't the Yankees. We're allowed to get excited about
the
team being in first place in June.
Jeff, coming off of that, you've seen a lot of bad Pirates teams. You've seen a lot of bad baseball teams come through there. Are the Oakland A's the worst baseball team that you've ever laid your two eyes on?
Let me tell you, I thought I'd seen the worst baseball. And to Oakland's credit, they've taken some of those bad Pirate teams and they've brushed them aside. Because, who would watch a lot of A's baseball unless you're forced to? But, it's not that they don't try. It's not that, you know, the effort, all that stuff. But who's out there? And if you're Jace Peterson, you were once on the Dodgers, and now you're batting ace in this lineup. That's the one to me that, because it's like the one recognizable name on their team, and he's batting so far down. That's got to be a kick in the pants for his career. And you play them as they come. When you have that in May and you're facing a lot of good teams and you struggled, and now you're facing the A's. And, you know, you got Mitch Keller going tonight against a guy with an 8 ERA, and you feel good about at least taking the first two of this series.
Jeff, give a letter grade to Derek Shelton's performance thus far throughout the season.
You know, if you went month by month, it would be widely different. But, you know, I would say A. I mean, they're in first place in June. And I think what's as important is when they had those swoons, you didn't see him freak out. You didn't see him be a different guy. Players would say it. I mean, he was still the same, still brought the same attitude, still would joke around, even when they were in the midst of, you know, playing some bad baseball and getting some really bad results. That, to me, is a sign of a good manager. This is the first year he's really had a roster and played in a division, at least so far, that's winnable. And I think he's done really well. I mean, again, I think that even keel thing goes a long way. It's easy to ride the emotions, but to stop yourself from doing that and be a good leader, I think that deserves a lot of credit.
This is Sports Talk Radio, Jeff. So you've been asked a letter grade question. Now I'm going to ask you a percentage question. What percent chance do you give the Pirates of winning this division?
Well, it is just June 6th. But what we've seen from the division, I don't know what percentage. I mean, I still want to see more. Let me put it that way. I'm still not convinced that Pirates are going to the playoffs and they're going to win this division, or that even in the, you know, end of August that they'll still be in contention, because, you know, we've seen May. We've seen some bad things happen. But I do think there's a little bit more talent on their team. I think in August they're going to get O'Neill Cruz back. They've got a possibility of adding a Rodriguez or a Henry Davis, who I would think is going to hit at the major league level. Quinn Priester is pitching well, so that adds to your pitching depth. So I'm still going to lowball to say 40, but that's a hell of a lot higher than I would have been a while ago. And, you know, one of the guys I'm going to do a story on is kind of the value of Austin Hedges. And I went around and talked to some of the guys yesterday, and, man, they love this guy. I mean, I know people are, the average, and he was booed yesterday, and I get it. But when you talk to the pitchers and the other guys about all the intangibles that he brings, I mean, he at least deserves to be there as the second guy when you bring up Hedges,
sure,
or if you bring up Henry. I think there's a lot of value to him.
Jeff, what's the best-case scenario for the Penguins' goalie situation? I mean, obviously now they have Dubas, and obviously Mike Sullivan is still around and doing things. What do you think the best-case scenario is for them this coming year?
I think the best-case scenario would be to convince Tristan that, hey, you've been dealing with injuries, your market value isn't what it could be if you were to have a full season playing, you know, like you have in spurts. So why don't you take this bridge contract? It'll be a little bit less, but, hey, you'll be rewarded big time. You're still in your 20s. You still got a decade as a goalie to play in this league. I think that's the play. Like, hey, show me. I'm the new guy in town. Show me that you deserve a big contract. We'll reward you if you do it, even if you don't come through with that. But you tell them that. I think that's their best play. You know, and if they lose Jari, we've seen a lot of teams have success running multiple goalies. Not that I'm the biggest fan of Casey DeSmith, but you could find somebody out there. And I think the worst case scenario would be is to overpay for him now, given your salary cap situation and the fact that, you know, you came out and said that, you know, you still have a chance to win right now. Well, if you're paying Tristan Jari a hell of a lot of money, that's really going to hurt your chances of adding to this team.
Jeff, couldn't have said it better myself, man. I feel exactly the same way. Thank you for your time. We'll let you know when the broadcast is from the Science Center, okay?
I look forward to that. Enjoy Studio B.
We love Studio B. Thank you, buddy. That's Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. We got this text. There's a moon landing museum in Pittsburgh. It is new. Should do the show there. How about that?
Let's go.
Let's go. Now, listen. There's no place I'd rather do a show than Studio B out here in Monroeville.
Right.
Bowser Chevrolet.
Of course.
But if it's the other studio in Greentree or the moon landing museum, let's do the moon landing museum.
Going to the moon?
Big time. Let's make it happen. Nancy, if you're out there listening, make it happen. Moon landing museum. Let's go. Hit us up on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com, @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDoran. We're going to hear from Jack Sawinski and Breakfast Bites coming up in about 7 or 8 minutes. But before we get back into the Pirates, I do think Jeff said that well regarding Tristan Jari. When I posted my tweet yesterday, they got like 128,000 impressions saying that I would rather pay Tristan Jari a long-term deal than John Gibson. That was more about Gibson than it was about Tristan Jari.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want either one of those guys in a long-term deal.
People just want Gibson because he's from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, man.
Like, for real.
People love the return to Pittsburgh story more than anything in this town. We got the incline. Look how nice it is. Oh, we go over the bridge, the four-pit tunnel. Look how the city just explodes right in your face. It's so beautiful. Permane's sandwiches. We love this town, and I love this town. You love this town. We grew up here, but for God's sakes, Johnny Whitehall is a bad goalie. Has been for 4 years, and if the best thing you can say about John Gibson is he played in front of bad teams, I'm sorry, that ain't good enough of a selling point for me. Like, that just doesn't do it. And at $6.4 million a season for a guy who has a .902 save percentage over his last 4 years, no, miss me with that. Plus, you'd have to give up something in order to bring him in. So I do think the best case scenario, Penguins fans don't like to hear it, is Tristan Jari on a short prove-it deal. Prove you can stay healthy, then hit the free agent market next year and make a ton of money if you do stay healthy. And then find, I think, a better veteran backup, a guy that you can go 60-40 with instead of Casey DeSmith. That's what I want. I'm going to cough right now, Doran. That was my cough. It is 7:15, brought to you by Precision Pointing. Have you checked your brakes? Call Precision Pointing at 724-WE-POINT. We point the show in the right direction at 7:30. Chris Mack's going to join us here in studio at Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. But next, Jack Sawinski was on MLB Network, and he got my mind spinning. That's Breakfast Bites.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We spent a lot of time talking about the moon today. I don't remember why. Aliens, something. I don't know.
There is a report that there is life out there, and we finally, the government is starting to leak that out.
Well, Space Force.
Well, whatever it is.
There was a leak. There was a guy who said that they've got bodies. They've got alien bodies, which...
Multiple, like a lot.
Yeah, big if true.
I wonder what they look like.
Chris Mack has landed. Chris, you are not an alien.
Does that have anything? No, I am not. I bet they're the prototypical X-Files.
You think?
Big balloon head.
Big eyes.
Big black eye type aliens.
Big black guy type aliens?
Why do you always go there?
Seriously. And then you look at me.
Yeah. Well, not just look at him, but like right. Cast a longing gaze.
Where else are my eyes going to go? Mac joining us here in Studio B.
Aren't you supposed to do breakfast bites first?
We are going to. Bowser okay. Chevrolet in Monroeville. Jack Sawinski on with MLB Network yesterday. I don't care what Jack has to say about baseball, but he was asked a question that we've got to react to his answer. Here it is.
Who would be the worst teammate to have on a boat if you guys were stuck out there in the Atlantic Ocean?
I think if I was stuck on a boat, I probably would not want Jiwon Bae. I don't know. He just doesn't give me seamate vibes. You know, he's got the swag. He's got the flow. I don't know how much of a first mate he would be.
I think that's a pretty fair answer. You probably don't want to be anywhere alone with Jiwon Bae. We'll just leave that at that. Jiwon Bae playing much better baseball of late. But can you imagine being lost at sea with only Jiwon Bae? He'd probably jump off the boat randomly and drive you crazy.
I would I think you'd be worse.
Get
you wouldn't offer
the hell out.
You would offer nothing. You wouldn't fish. You wouldn't be a companion. You would just sit there and whine probably the whole time.
I could hit you with a couple of jokes here and there.
Yeah, Crowley would be a good emotional support.
Yeah,
guest.
Keep the morale high.
Yeah, Jiwon Bae would jump off the boat like you said, Crowley. Swim halfway to shore and then turn around and try to go back and then get caught and run down.
He'd walk the plank just randomly. Here's a joke, Doran. Why'd the girl fall off the swing? She had no arms. That's the kind of stuff I would bring to you on a boat lost at sea.
So at the very least, after 3 to 4 days of that, hold his head underwater for 15 minutes.
I'd throw him off the boat.
Yeah. You could eat me.
That's what I was going in that direction.
That was more of an insult. Like, hey, man, eat me. Coming up next, we talk to Chris in depth about the goings on of the Pittsburgh Pirates and a goaltender that on social media, I've seen some people seem to want this guy. And I find it perplexing. Flummoxing. It's ridiculous that anybody would want this guy. It's not a great situation for the Penguins in goal. But I'll tell you one guy who's not the answer. Mac will talk about it too. That's next. Fan Morning Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joined by Chris Mack, Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville, Fan Morning Show. We've been talking a lot about aliens. We were just having a conversation about Jokic off the air that we can't have on the air. But you can watch our faces as we react to one another on our beautiful camera here, 93.7 The Fan live video, 93.7thefan.com. Mac, where you want to start things? Dealer's choice. You go, man. You want to start with the John Gibson crap, or you want to start with the Buccos? First place Bucks.
Let's save the Buccos, because that ties into the best bet of the day. But let's start with John Gibson. Or let's just start with goaltender in general, right?
Yeah.
Like, what have we seen in the first two games of the Stanley Cup Final? Goaltending matters, right? The return of playoff Bob last night. We all knew it was going to happen at the worst possible time. And bang, there you go. Four first period goals, series over. So goaltending matters, and you can get lucky like Vegas did and find an Adin Hill, or you can lay it out there like a New York Ranger. They know they have Shesterkin, and he's not going anywhere for a little while. Whatever it is, you got to have a goaltender, or you have to have a plan in net. I don't know if the Penguins have a plan right now. That's why you bring in a dude like Dubas, obviously. And that's why he said, first order of business, we got to figure out what the hell we're doing in net. I don't know if Tristan Jarry alone is enough to be your plan in net. Like, it just isn't. He's not healthy enough. Yeah. Even if you want to do a goaltender tandem, which Dubas was a fan of in Toronto, he tried to build a goaltender tandem. Matt Murray was one of those two guys. Didn't work. You still have to have somebody who can start 50-55 games for you. Can you trust Tristan Jarry to do that? No. So you got to get a secondary piece along the way somewhere. I think John Gibson as a secondary piece is not a bad idea. The problem is, I don't think John Gibson has any interest in coming back home. If you were John Gibson, Pittsburgh guy, you mentioned it earlier, Crowley, everybody loves the Pittsburgh guy, right? Bring him back home. Would you want to come back here knowing all the pressure that was going to be heaped on you to help solidify that position for a team that a lot of people still look at and say, well, you were just a goalie away from beating the Rangers last year. You're just a goalie away in some cases.
It gives you the best chance of probably winning.
I think there's better opportunities for him out there where somebody will need a goaltender and he can get dealt. You know, he renewed his trade request again in the last couple days out in Anaheim. He doesn't want to be part of a building process. So he theoretically, you wouldn't come to Pittsburgh if you want to be a part of something long term, would you?
Right? Because you're only going to have a few years.
You know, you got 2 or 3 years, 4 maybe max. John Gibson, I don't think, has any interest in coming to Pittsburgh. I don't think that's the marriage that people want it to be.
I don't think the Penguins, if they're going to go after a Gibson, certainly a Hellebuck, have the assets to be able to do something like that. I think the best case scenario, we talked to Jeff about this, and it's something I said yesterday, is if you could get Tristan Jarry to bite on a short term deal and then get a veteran backup. The problem is, if you see it as a problem, maybe a lot of people don't, but this could be Tristan Jarry's one time to cash in, because look around. Tristan Jarry may be the best available goaltender option on the market. He's young. He's got a ton of talent when he's been healthy.
If you don't have to count on him to start the bulk of your games, if you're not worried about injury concerns, then yeah, I guess he is probably the best option out there. So is that going to drive his price up? If I'm the Penguins, I'm not looking to spend a ton of money on goaltending, though, either, between Jarry and anybody else that you might bring in. So there's a reason it's Dubas' number one priority. It's because it could be the hardest thing to fix. And you do have pieces to make a trade. It's just going to have to rely on Kyle Dubas calling Sidney Crosby and saying, hey, Sid, Gensel or Rust? And Sid says, "What do you mean? Like, we going to a steak dinner? We going fishing? What?
Probably the casino if Gensel's involved.
Maybe. No. Line mates, Gensel or Rust. Jake. Okay. I just want to let you know because we're shopping Rusty. Like, that has to be a conversation that you have with Sid. And Rust is, I think, the number one trade option if you're looking to shop somebody. Long deal that may be attractive elsewhere for a young team that's looking to kind of coalesce and make a run in the next couple of years. That's what you do. You package Rust with maybe, I don't know, first round pick maybe. Now you're talking about a deal that might, that's the beginnings of making a big move.
What's the second move? Okay, you take care of the goaltending situation. Let's say 1A is the draft. What's the next move for Dubas?
You have to get somebody that can help bolster the depth lines, right? Like, I do think, though, guys, and it was still interesting to me. I know this is like a week old now, but I've still parsed all the words that he said during that introductory press conference. He mentioned having salary cap space, and he mentioned supplementing the top six, which tells me he still wants to there's a name out there that he likes that he thinks he might be able to land on the free agent market or via trade to bolster the top six. Maybe it's just bringing Zucker back. I don't know. But you can bolster the top six. That helps force everything down. You've already got three pieces for your depth lines that in Nylander, O'Connor, and Poehling. Okay, there's a third line, I guess. And then find a couple other depth pieces that are fast and can throw the body a little bit.
If they buy out Granlund, they're going to have $24 million in cap space. And, I mean, I would just ask Jeff Carter to go home. I mean, I'd try to shop him. He has that no-move clause. But I'd just tell him to go home, and you're not going to save any money there because the contract was given out after the guy turned 35 years old, so you're not going to get any cap savings there. But Sean Gentile made a really good point in The Athletic the other day, Chris, which was the Penguins – with that cap space, they don't necessarily need a good bottom six. They just need a
serviceable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if the top six, now here's the thing, if the top six can stay healthy and be productive like it was last year, there's a good hockey team right there. That's a playoff team. If your top six is healthy and your bottom six is eh.
That's the big if that's going to come back around and kick us all in the rear end a year from now, though. We're going to say, oh, remember we were counting on Sid and Gino to be healthy for 164 combined games again, and it didn't happen. That's exactly.
I don't know how you guard against that either.
You can't.
I might sit. How about I might sit them though? Like I might do the load management thing, the NBA style thing. Now, problem with that is you were a couple of points
right.
making the playoffs.
You need to win games.
Every game matters. Yeah.
But it's. I don't know what you can do. I mean, you have to cross your fingers and rub your lucky rabbit's foot and say the rosary and just hope that those guys stay healthy. That's all you can do, really.
But that's no kind of plan, right?
No.
Maybe that's why he's talking about supplementing the top six.
Because, hope is a dangerous thing, Red.
Yes. Yes, it is. So, say Wataneo. So, that's why...
Gesundheit.
Thank you. Dubas has to have a plan for each of these. He has a plan. This is Ron Hextall walking around saying it's all up here when it's on the back of a cocktail napkin. So I think we can trust that Dubas has an idea.
I think that's how Harry Potter was written, though. So there are worse things.
Back of a cocktail napkin?
I think it was. I think the rough outline of Harry Potter was written down on a cocktail napkin.
You're making that up.
I might be.
Isn't she like crazy now, though?
Yeah, she's gone totally off the deep end.
Okay.
And she hasn't written anything lately, so...
Not even on the back of a cocktail napkin?
Nope, not at all.
All right.
All right, the Buccos.
Buccos.
What percent chance do you give them of winning this division?
Winning the division?
Oh, yeah.
20?
Okay.
I think that's realistic.
Playoffs?
Playoffs, much better. Playoffs, I this sounds crazy.
Do it.
But, like,
do it.
65%.
I'm with you.
Jeez and crackers.
I mean, there's three wild card spots.
Okay. I'm with you.
And
82
wins right now looks like it could be enough, 83 wins to get you a wild card spot in the National League this year.
You're not there yet.
I said 50-50 when they started 20-8 that they'd make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go higher than 50%.
Why? I think
I got hurt once.
It's one series against a bad Cardinals team, and the Cardinals are not the usual Cardinals. Let's not get. I'm still excited about a sweep over the Cardinals, but they're not the Cardinals
right.
this year. It's you've got the series win against the Giants, the Cardinals sweep, and one win against the A's in what should be a series you win, if not at the very least two out of three, probably a sweep. you can sit there and qualify it like everybody did with their schedule in April.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they haven't played it. Well, they're beating teams they should beat. If you're a playoff team, that's what you do. You beat the teams you should beat. And if they're doing that the rest of the way, then they probably end up right around 83, 84 wins. That's a wild card team.
I mean, they pitch well enough. They do. That bullpen is really good. And people were killing Shelton last night on Twitter for Zestrinski, if that's even how you say his name. I've said it 15 different ways today to try to catch
that
it.
That guy's finally back after the Dorn curse of the first
that's
pitch.
Right. That's
Holy
right.
Holy cow, that is what happened there.
I did do that.
And yeah. Johan Oviedo, didn't he catch? Or is it Roansy who caught?
Roansy.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that was Pony's fault.
Yeah, that's Pony's fault there. I do think they pitch well enough to be a playoff team. To me, it comes down to guys like Hayes and Jiwon Bae and Rodolfo Castro.
They just can't fall off a cliff offensively like they did right. The first 2 weeks of May.
Right.
Which I think was other. I mean, look, go back and look at the numbers from those first 2 weeks of May. Not just the worst offense in baseball, but like it comparatively to other. Just awful. Like the worst 2 weeks any offense has had in baseball in probably the last 5 years.
You wrote about it in the eye opener. You laid it out just how bad the month of May was that they had.
Terrible.
That's the exception. And I think April's an exception too. But I think the way that they pitch, they should be able to be around 500, and there are going to be reinforcements on the way.
I don't know if there is an exception. I think the rule with this team is they're going to be way up or way down. That's what you get when you have a really young team. And when you look back at May, it was, you know, the veterans trying to keep them afloat. McCutcheon was actually the life preserver for the offense because he's the only guy whose OPS went up in the month of May from the month of April. Without guys like McCutcheon and Santana, as long as, knock on wood, they stay healthy and they continue to get in the lineup every single day, those veterans will keep them afloat, I think.
Tell us.
Yes.
Bet time. Let's get it. Let's make some money.
This has me wondering because I saw it last night and the number was it's a little big. So we all know that Mitch Keller is doing things, right? Last three starts, 8 Ks over 6 innings, each of those three starts. And then the one before that, was that the 13 strikeout
performance? It was.
I think it was. So Mitch Keller is doing good things. And his strikeout prop last night and the immediate aftermath of the Bucks beating the A's last night was 7.5. It's back down this morning at FanDuel to 6.5.
Oh.
Jump on it while you can. It's a little juicy. It's like -120. But Mitch Keller over 6.5 strikeouts against the A's, who are abjectly terrible, awful, horrible, the worst team in baseball, Mitch Keller goes at least 5 innings, right? All right, he's striking out at like a 1.4 strikeout per inning rate over the last, I want to say it's like 6 or 7 starts. So there you go. That's 7 strikeouts right there in just 5 innings of work. It worked last time out, taking the Mitch Keller over in strikeouts, and it was 6.5. Then I'll take over 6.5 on Mitch Keller strikeouts again tonight, and they'll win the series tonight. I feel really good about McCutcheon getting the 2,000th hit between now and the start of the Mets series. There's no way it doesn't happen before the end of the homestand. I'm trying to manifest that now. He can't go hitless the rest, or only 2 more hits the rest of the
homestand. I mean, homestand. He might walk 2,000 times in this series alone, for God's sake.
That's why I heard Jeff say it like 20 minutes ago or whatever it was. That's why he's my guy, my top performer from last night. Every single time he walks to the plate now, the pressure of, I can get my 2,000th hit at home. This is why I came back. So that my family and my friends could see all this stuff, so that I could achieve these milestones with this team. And, yeah, help this team compete. Okay, I'm helping this team compete. That's going to continue no matter what. But there's 22,000 people here on a Monday night. When's the last time that happened? And I've got a chance to make some kind of history in front of these fans who've watched me grow up here. This is my hometown now, de facto hometown. All that pressure, and you're able to take the stuff up and in, and you're able to just stand there and stay cool and draw the walk. That's huge for me.
Mac, thank you for coming in, pal.
Thanks, boys.
Great stuff. Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet out in Monroeville. Up next, life comes at you fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you may miss it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by the heat and cooling and plumbing experts at Armstrong Comfort and Matt Mertz Plumbing. Thanks to Chris Mack for joining us. He'll do so 3 times a week. We got Colin Dunlap tomorrow at 8:30. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Brad Spielberger of PFF. But to steal the Ferris Bueller's day off quote, Doran, life comes at you fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you may miss it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Andrew McCutchen says it's June, and that's the way he's got to feel. And that's the message being sent to the team. It's June. Don't get too out ahead of yourself. As a fan, as somebody that wants to see the Pirates win, as somebody that's living and dying, embarrassingly probably so, with every pitch, I am going to celebrate that they're in first place right now. I did not have June 6th Pirates in first place on my bingo card coming into the year.
You're going to celebrate them being in first place right now, but you're not going to be all in about the rest of the season.
I don't know where it goes from here, but I am going to enjoy it while
enjoy
it lasts.
Enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I do think the more they continue to win, I mean, they should be able to push this to an 8-game winning streak, and then we'll see what happens with the Mets. But the more they continue to win now, if they've shown me that they have found their footing, if they can hit in timely situations, if they can be that aggressive team and have more positive impact on the bases, the negative impact that we saw in May, if they can start to do all those little things and the pitching stays where it is, then yeah, I'll buy in. But it's going to take a little bit of time for me to buy fully
is
back
in. Is that fair, Adam?
Yes.
That's not fair.
It's fair
because
what they
did. You can't buy in whenever something's going good. You have to buy in whenever things are neutral and things are bad and then things are good and then things are bad. You're going to buy in when things are good, really.
I've watched every single game of the season. I bought a Pirates hat. I've spent money. I got tickets on Sunday. I'm going to the games. I'm supporting the team.
Why not just go all in?
I don't have my sights set on the future just yet. And by the future, I mean like a month from now. Not yet. Because they showed me how bad they can be. I'm hoping that this is them turning a new leaf. I think it shows team maturity. I think Derek Shelton deserves a lot of credit. I think the leadership group in this clubhouse deserves a lot of credit because they could have gone in the tank. Despite where they were in the standings, they were so bad in May, they could have convinced themselves, oh man, we're not a good baseball team. And they didn't do that. So I'm happy about that. I think it shows a lot that they beat up on the worst team in the NL, and now they're beating up on the worst team in Major League Baseball. You're not one of those teams. If you beat those teams, their record against the NL is sparkling. They've had trouble with the AL. Against the NL, they've been good. I am going to enjoy every moment. I'm going to watch every game. I'll continue to buy merchandise. But I can't go as high as 65% chance they're going to make the playoffs like Mac did. I can't go as high as 40% that they're going to win the division like Jeff did.
You're not looking at the big picture. You're just
That's right.
You're looking with the magnifying glass on the Pirates. You got to look at the big picture of who they're going against and what their competition is.
In terms of the division.
Yes.
And NL at large.
And that could predicate on whether they would make the playoffs or not.
Well, we do look at the Pirates and go, well, they do this bad, they do this bad, they do this bad, they do this bad. And then if you compare them to Milwaukee, they do just about everything better than they do. So there is that. But I thought Milwaukee would be good coming into the season. I still think there's a better baseball team than they've showed in there.
What about the Cardinals? You thought the Cardinals were going to be good. Well, I'm not going to say you. I'm saying we thought the Cardinals were going to be good.
No, I thought they'd be good.
Do you think there's a better baseball team in them, even though they're in last place?
I don't think they're going to be the worst team in the National League this year. But with what we saw from them this weekend, It was the antithesis of everything I've ever seen from the St. Louis Cardinals. Nolan Arenado making that mistake really gave the Pirates a win. They blew a lead. They were up 5-0 and blew it against the Pittsburgh Pirates. That kind of stuff never happened with them. And they still have Arenado and Goldschmidt in the middle of the lineup. That's got to mean something. But no, I don't believe in them at all. I think they'll probably finish near 500. But I don't think that's a good baseball team. They're definitely not playing like a good baseball team right now.
Behind the Pirates. They'll finish behind the Pirates?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if they finish near 500 behind the Pirates, that means the Pirates are where they're going to be at.
I think the Pirates are going to be around 500 too. It's a lot of ground to make up. St. Louis has to do that.
Does what though? Well, if you're around 500,
oh, you're going to be in it.
Okay,
like, I think I can buy into them being in it.
Okay,
because all right. Here we go. I will buy in that far. I'm not going to buy in. I'm not going to throw a 65% chance they're going to make the playoffs. I can't do it, man. I've been scorned lover before.
Getting you.
We got our man Brad Spielberger coming up at 8 o'clock. We are jam packed today. More on the Pirates, of course. John Wehner at 9:30. Shelby Cassesi at 8:45. Loaded show. Loaded. 93.7 The Fan wants to visit your youth baseball and softball teams in action with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Parents and coaches, send an email to us, youthsports@937thefan.com, to register your teams ages 12 and younger. 93.7 The Fan may be making a Stop the CA game or tournament brought to you by Living Treasures of the Laurel Highlands. Up next, like I said, Brad Spielberger. We start off with a question about the division. The Ravens, they've continued to add. Just how good can they be this year? Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Come check out Trailblazer, Equinox, the all-new redesigned 2024 tracks, and online, sunchevy.com. Today, high 80, low 54. Up next, again, Brad Spielberger live from Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.